It's eclipse time in Maine on the 8th of April. Everyone is talking about it. And let's just go to the expert. Edward Herrick Gleason is the director of the planetarium at USM.
Cool. Are you calling us from space right now?
I am calling you from a close proximity to space. I'm right now underground in a nice little hobbit hole subterranean dome. So
wow.
close I can get to space. In Portland.
That's so cool. Now,
I
listen,
love it.
Before John geeks out about the eclipse and gets to all his nerdy science questions, I have one question and one question only.
Oh,
okay.
My 12-year-old told me that if I look directly into the eclipse, I will turn to dust. Is
dust.
That true?
It is close. That's a very good point. You want to listen to your 12-year-old because you want to be very careful with your eyes. Ordinarily, you notice if it's a bright day. Your eyes will not permit you to look directly at the sun. It's a very effective self-defense mechanism.
Oh,
however,
cool.
When the moon is covering most of the sun, that self-defense mechanism will no longer be operable. It will no longer be painful to look at the sun. However, that radiant light, because it will actually come right into your retina, could inflict irrevocable damage on it because you don't have the pain. That's why if you have eclipse glasses, if you have the welder's glass, if you have any protection, down in southern Maine, where there's going to be no totality, you always want to make sure that that protection is in place. If you are in the totality path, you can actually remove your glasses during totality, provided, of course, that you put them back on before totality ends.
Right.
What's the line, Edward, for us? Because if you want to take a drive, you're only talking about, if we live here in southern Maine, you're only talking a couple-hour drive to see totality, right?
We would advise you probably go toward the western part because that's, if you look at the totality path, it's a slanted line going up toward the northeastern part of Maine. And so if you went directly north, it'd be quite a drive. But if you went west toward the Rangeley area, that would probably be the closest region within the totality path. Of course, when you're in the path itself, the duration time varies. If you're right along the boundary, the totality will last about 1 minute. If you're toward the center part, it'll be about 3.5 minutes. So the closer you are to the central line, the longer totality will be.
Cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why you want to maximize the time of totality where you are, because the next eclipse in next total solar eclipse in Maine will not occur until May 1st of 2079.
I'll be dead.
We'll all be dead.
Yeah.
60 years away.
Yeah. Oh, God.
what's the percentage of totality for southern Maine, like average?
In Portland, it'll be the obscuration will be just about 95%.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's still pretty cool, right?
It is a lot, and that's going to happen. It's going to be maximum around 3:31 in the afternoon. And so you will, unfortunately, because we won't be in the totality path, you won't actually see the Bailey's Beach, you won't see the corona around it, but you will see most of the sun blocked by the moon, leaving you just a sliver. Now, it's interesting, it's going to start around 2:17 in the afternoon on Monday, April 8th.
Yeah.
And initially, if you're not observing the sun, you won't notice much of a difference initially. The first difference you'll probably notice is in the sky itself. And perhaps a half an hour, 45 minutes into the eclipse, it will seem as though it's later in the day than it should be because of the light reduction in the blue part of the sky.
Ooh, spooky.
From one science man to another, question for you.
Yes.
I do not have eclipse glasses, but I do have a pack of eclipse gum. Could I put that on my eyes and look at the moon?
I mean,
can I do that?
You can't see through the gum, but that might protect
them. Like a couple little chiclets on my eyes and then just look up. Would that work?
It would be, my attorneys would advise me not to recommend you.
Yeah.
If you're not seeing anything, it won't hurt your eyes. But again, you won't have the experience of actually watching the eclipse. Mm.
Edward is the director of the planetarium at USM in Portland. Edward, besides the eclipse glasses, I know there are a lot of methods. You can look online, like you can make an eclipse viewing box.
Cool.
I remember when I was a kid looking at an eclipse and holding up a paper plate with a hole in it and using it to
that from school.
The light cast a shadow to another plate that I'm holding.
Cool. I didn't know that one.
You may use that, especially what will often happen. You'll use a box, you'll cut a square hole in it, and you'll put aluminum foil. That way you can make a very small puncture. You don't want that hole to be large at all. You want it very small because the diverging light will actually produce an image on the opposite part of the box.
Pinhole camera. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
It's very like a camera.
Good,
Johnny.
Yeah.
Very good.
You also want to use, you could also use welder's glass, provided it's grade 12 or above. Now, the problem with 12 is, it obscures it. It's, it's still a little bit too painful to look at the sun. Mm-hmm. 13 or 14 are optimal because the 15 is so dark you might not see much at all.
An expensive pair of welder's glasses may not be dark enough, but I can buy for $2 eclipse viewing cardboard glasses with plastic lenses, and that works?
Yes, that works. We sell them here at the planetarium. They're $2 a piece. We recommend people give us a call or just stop by. We do sell them. They have that ISO 12312-2 certification indicating that they are safe for solar viewing.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, now that we got you, tell us about some other stuff going on at the planetarium.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll give you the free commercial time here because we really appreciate you talking about the eclipse.
Yeah, you guys. Hey, by the way, I believe my son may be down there for a field trip this week.
We'll look forward to seeing them. We have shows every day, 1 o'clock. We're showing Totality. Totality is a program about the eclipse. We're going to have that every day, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock each day, except for Monday. And during April School Vacation Week, we have our laser shows and our other...
I wanted to know about the lasers. They do the Pink Floyd ones
still? I went to one of those, and I loved it.
We do the Pink Floyd. We do the Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and the Pink Floyd's The Wall show as well.
Oh,
I want to go.
Yeah, me too.
That's really, it's really interesting.
One final question for you as a man of science.
That's a very generous assessment, but...
a man of science who is qualified to answer this question...
Better
captain of the Enterprise, Picard or Captain Kirk?
Oh, come
Ooh.
On.
Okay, I'm going to put myself in line here. Picard by 100 parsecs.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You can never be on this radio station again.
Our time's up, and you'll never join us again.
I thought I would land myself in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. Edward Herrick Gleason is the director of the Planetarium at USM in Portland, and you are way more fun to talk to.
I want to talk to you again. Can we call you again just to say hi?
You're always welcome to call.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.